Greetings, everyone. James Gillen, your host on As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. We got some great news. We'll be live streaming on X now and with Rumble, VMO, East City Stargate TV, BBS, and Truth Social. The message is really getting out. So thanks, everyone, for su subscribing to East City Stargate on X. And if you haven't done so, run over there. I think X is going to be the one that's going to just really take off. And between that and Starlink, I think they're getting to be bulletproof, and they're the one group that's going to hang on. Most likely, we'll be dumping ScrewTube and Farcebook, due to not meeting their WEF global community standards. And so our next show will be featuring Corey Good, so don't miss it. That's going to be a great show. It's hard to get Corey on the show, but we seem to get along pretty good. Anyway, a lot of stuff in the news. April 8th, we've got a solar eclipse coming, and a little heads up is that everybody's freaking out about this one, as they do everyone. The questions I have is, why is Homeland Security and the lamestream news warning everybody not to watch the eclipse? It's a major astrological event, going on right through middle America. So, and I always ask, does the cabal have something planned? Deadly virus release, toxic chemicals to hide what's happening in the heavens, more Doer fake alien attacks. Are the white hats going to intervene? Is there something they don't want us to see? Fleets of ships, planetary masses going by, something else ominous in the sky that'll destroy their controlled narrative. So anyway, time will tell on that one. I would suggest going within and see if your area is safe to observe the eclipse. And they always usher in great changes, and the planetary alignments are ripe for a complete change in leadership. So that's kind of where that's going. I dreamed a large body of water was on the move, and it could be spiritual energy or movement due to quakes or tsunamis. So heads up on that. It was a pretty intense dream. And in the dream, I could levitate or fly, and I was trying to levitate up above the water, and I didn't quite make it because there was so much fear in the collective consciousness. And so it's important a lot to really keep your center, focus on love and joy and bliss, and learn to maintain that center and don't get into fear with all these things going on, because you may not be able to get over the wave. Anyway, it's a good time to pray, meditate, ask for help from the beautiful many masters, saints and sages, the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, to help us, get through this major transition. If you're flying Boeing to see the eclipse, you might want to bring your tool bag. They're having a few problems there. A lot of people are asking about the Dolly cargo ship and the crash into the Francis Scott Key Baltimore Bridge. None of that adds up. There's all kinds of conspiracy theories, and conspiracies are just the news just 6 months in advance. So here's my questions on it. Where was the pilot boat? Didn't see it there. Where were the tugboats? Didn't see any tugboats there. How could they lose steering when there's two systems in place with backup generators that come online almost instantly to ensure they have control of the ship? So, it looked like the ship was in hyperdrive coming into the port, which could be the camera sped up. But, some of these cargo ships are controlled by satellites, and if so, could they have been hacked? What caused the explosions that made it look like a controlled demolition when it went down? A continuous span bridge does not come down in pieces. It's their continuous span. So, it was one of the few bridges that did not have dolphins on it, which are, they're kind of like cement diversions that if a ship is going to hit the pylon, it diverts it, knocks it off to the side. And it was one of the few ships that didn't have that. And I mean, the few bridges that didn't have that. So, anyway. And some people are saying the explosions were caused by the power line snapping when that spanned the bridge. And so, to me, I don't think that could just destroy the beams, instantaneously, or it had to be another source that blew the bridge. Because again, it's a continuous span bridge. They don't go down in pieces. They're pretty sturdy. Anyway, it looked like charges. It looked like something blew the they all cross the top of the bridge, and along the sides there was boom, 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 and same old. It's like, 9/11 all over again. The other question I have is, how is this going to affect the supply chain, shipping? Some say it's an $81 billion disaster that's going to really hit our economy. And this is going to greatly affect the coal and gas exports to Europe. So Europe's going to get hit by this hard. And my question is, can we trust the FBI carrying out the investigation to give us these answers? And why is the mayor bringing up the race card in this? What does a ship crashing into a bridge have to do with race? Come on, guys. And it's all looking like a major diversion to me. But this just in, the FBI appointed a special investigator, Hussein bin Laden, to get to the bottom of the cause. No, I'm just kidding, actually, but kind of like what's going on. So I don't know if anybody's seen the pictures going around now all over the internet, and they're pictures with Osama bin Laden, with Hillary and Obama and the Bushes, and they're all over the net right now. So it's one big happy family. Anyway, don't expect to get any answers from the lamestream press or officialdom. And I'd use discernment on this whole thing. I really smell a rat on this one, just like the other ones, the other false flags. Here's a good one. Looks like Diddy has taken down the entire hip hop music industry. It's like a house of cards. The child and sex trafficking, blackmail, other forms of manipulation are epidemic in the film and music industry. So I wonder if he has the Biden Obama get out of jail free card. It seems like Epstein had that in his pocket. He allegedly, according to Jesse Waters, Fox News, like Epstein, has the videos of high level officials, the rich and powerful people in the movie and music industry, engaging with sex with minors. And this is allegedly, according to Jesse Waters. So we think we'll never see those tapes or get the list of who's on them, just like the Epstein list. Where did it go? I see royals, billionaires, newscasters, politicians, actors, musicians carrying on as usual, who are allegedly on the Epstein list. So, and they're the loudest anti-Trumpers. I mean, they got TDS to the max. And what are they, afraid of something? Are they afraid of Trump coming in and pulling the plug on all this, draining the swamp? So anyway, I also wonder why there's so many in the Biden, Obama, Hillary crime syndicate are disappearing. They seem to be disappearing like droves lately. And I feel like we're entering into a head-on collision between the cabal and the white hat. So you might want to listen to the speech by President Kennedy before you jump into dismissing all this as conspiracy theory. So let's go ahead and play that speech.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
All right. More on the news. Looks like Fannie and Letitia might be looking for new jobs soon. Their cases are going down in flames. The delays alone are going to they're going to render them inert, basically. They're losing appeals and prosecuting cases they have no authority to prosecute. So, there's steps that you have to go through, and they missed a lot of steps, and they're just like going gung-ho. So anyway, so the prosecutors are going to become the prosecuted. One of their star witnesses is this lawyer Cohen guy, a convicted felon and a liar, who is allegedly exposed for having an affair with Stormy Daniels. So there you go. It's one big incestuous family there. So remember, the saying, the hunters will become the hunted. That's where we're going, basically. So anyway, Trump's appeals are going to be successful. And as we said before, those who tried to take down Trump in the past ended up taking themselves down. And this is election interference, wrongful prosecution, and the weaponization of the agency. So whether you're Democrat or Republican, using lawfare to take away your right to choose your president is undemocratic. They're not saving democracy, they're destroying democracy. So what, how can you even say that is democratic when you're removing the choice? You know, so anyway, multidimensional Trump is playing a multidimensional chess game against the morally and integrity impaired. So that's what we're seeing play out right now. The January 6th convictions, I'm sure, will be overturned soon. The entire January 6th committee was a sham. It was illegal. They removed and withheld, you know, exculpatory evidence, deleted much of the proceedings, and the arrests were unconstitutional, basically. So the only arrest and investigation should be the committee, the agency, plants wearing MAGA outfits, including BLM and Antifa, who provided ghost buses, you know, who provided these ghost buses, bus these guys in, and who was on them, and anyone, you know, uniform or not, you know, that acted violently. That's what they need to investigate. You know, so a lot of, you know, they end up firing and throwing flash grenades and everything on the people. Well, that, you know, people will get a little agitated when you do that. And then they film that, you know, were the people agitated before that? No, they weren't. They were peaceful. So anyway, we need to look into that. But here's another one. The January 6th committee never questioned Christopher Wray, which probably would have gone nowhere, and or the Capitol Police Chief. So why did they not question the Capitol Police Chief? Because he had a whole different story on all that. And they just totally shut him out of it. So what's up with that? You know, so Pelosi had a film crew documenting and the orchestrated event, including Mr. Hammer, the man behind the camera who attacked Pelosi's husband. So why was that guy behind the camera? You know, there's this stuff, it just, it's it. And here's the other, the fact that Trump authorized the National Guard and Pelosi and the DC police chief denied having them, for not the Capitol DC, but the DC police chief. They denied having them protect Capitol building. That speaks volumes. Why did they deny? And then they tried to blame Trump for not having the National Guard there. Well, he authorized it and said, why aren't they there? The Capitol Police asked for it. They asked again and again for it, and they were denied. And so anyway, you know, despite all this, the Democrats and rhinos are still trying to impeach Trump. So has anybody asked, like, from what? You know, he's no longer president, you know, or is he? You know, but how do you impeach somebody that's not president? It doesn't, a little common sense. There's just no common sense in any of this. And it's funny how the truth always surfaces in the end. So it's like a pressure cooker. The more you try to hold it down, the more explosive it becomes. So this is all going to be exposed, and it's happening fast. And speaking of truth, the Cory Good's Disclosure Summit conference is coming up April 26th to the 28th in Loveland, Colorado. And I'm sure there's going to be some real truth bombs there that are going to be dropped. I have a few myself. Little warning, the posers, trolls, and shills are going to come out of the woodwork attacking the characters of those who are authentic. So watch as they expose themselves as they have before. Last time Corey and I got together, it really brought out the vipers and the snakes and the posers and the UFO and the spiritual community. So threats and false accusations were flying. Despite this, you know, I did not name names or call them out. And, you know, this may very well change because some of these accusers are satanic Luciferians, while others engaged in pedophilia, sex trafficking, or on the payroll of the globalists. So, you know, I just may end up speaking a few names or not. You know, anyway, you'll just watch them. You know, they'll accuse others of what they themselves have or are doing, just like in the political arena. So when you see the people up there screaming and making accusations and everything, those are the trolls and those are the posers and the people that are threatened by being authentic. Anyway, you know, watch as they expose their true natures and their character, you know. So there's an old saying, you know, with the three fingers back thing. We'll talk more about that. But a lot of people come to Yosemite with agendas, and when those agendas aren't met, they become victims. And When entering a high vibrational power spot, everything comes up. And this is the same when engaging high vibrational people. You know, despite the proof of God, the gossip and rumors were false, not one apology, not one retraction has ever been made. So the wounded, the backstabbing opportunists continue holding some of the highest positions in the field of ufology. And glad I'm not having their light review. So again, just remember, look for the three fingers pointing back. Remember, they're doing the bidding of the enslavers, the war on disease profiteers, some knowingly, some in ignorance. And they're also blocking a quantum leap in evolution and the end of war, disease, and poverty, because that's what contact with the higher dimensional beings brings. So anyway, we just filmed 1,300 ships in 3 months here in Hawaii. And so over the years, we've had triple PhD Boeing engineers, Lockheed Skunk Works engineers, pilots, air traffic controllers, Air Force Base commanders, people of all walks of life testify about the sightings and contact at E-SETI. And why are the ships, the masters, and high dimensional beings appearing to us? You know, it's fully documented. You know, why not them professing how enlightened and noble character they are? Why aren't they having the same experiences? Might want to check into that. So anyway, spiritually and technologically advanced beings, you know, have transcended war, disease, poverty, and they know about the origin of man and religion, you know, which often dispels the controlled narrative of the tyrants. So do your own research into those in the UFO and spiritual communities, their actions, characters, and associations. Meet them personally. When I say research, skip the gossip and rumors and have your own experience. There's a lot of dark money flowing into the UFO community to control the narrative and stop contact with spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. And people who are critically thinking, morally, and integrity challenged are taking the bait. So anyway, it's really hard to get anything through there. We have a saying, thank you for establishing your ignorance and your character. Have a nice day. That's pretty much how we do it. Just leave it at that. So it's time for those who are authentic and come from the heart to step up to the plate and call this behavior out, because it's epidemic right now. And the other day, a couple of days ago, I mean, we're under major attack just by the cabal and other forces and things like that. And I was meditating, and Michael came in, Archangel Michael, and he said, you know, breaking it all down, he said, you either serve God or you serve the beast. You either serve humanity, the earth, or you're self-serving at the expense of humanity, the earth. You either live according to universal law, which is universal peace, unity, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all, or you perpetuate the opposite, you know, tyranny, oppression, poverty, pain, suffering, death, and destruction, which all goes back to who do you serve? You know, God and the people or the beast. You know, basically it's down to that. And there's a lot of people that are just trying to make a name for themselves, a lot of posers in the UFO community, and the authentic are trying to get a message out, and they're being attacked by this other element. So just be aware of that. You know, it's time for us to step up to the plate and rise up and go beyond that, because it's so ridiculous. I mean, I've taken almost a 3-year sabbatical, and more than that before, and haven't been going to any other conferences, and mainly because a lot of these conferences became reptilian F-fests. You know, people were not using discernment, they weren't clearing, they weren't holding a higher frequency, and they let a lot of other stuff in. And it comes a time where you just can't, you go, wow, I just can't be in this environment anymore. I need to just move out and do my own thing. And that's kind of what we did. So, you know, we can hold a frequency, we can keep the vibrations high at the ranch, and we have a lot of help there. So we're kind of consolidating things, teaching self-mastery and ambassador training. Sorry, I just did another 2-hour radio show, so my voice is hanging in there. Anyway, on that note, we did say we'd go back to the question and answer, and we've got Kathy online here, luckily, and she's actually got a lot of the questions together, so we can do a Q&A. I was going to have another guest on before, but she had some people come in, some family came in, so she couldn't do the show. So anyway, so that's where we're late on getting the question and answers part out, you know. So anyway, with any further ado, Kathy, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You got some good questions for us?
Yes. Are
Nice.
major things really going to be happening on April 8th with the solar eclipse?
Yeah, it's funny we covered that. Definitely, I see some major events are going to happen. Even if it's on another level, it's going to happen now. Now, what's happening if you listen to a lot of the people, Benjamin Fulford and all these other guys out there, they're talking about how the plans, what they have planned, and it's pretty ugly what the cabal and the dark hearts have planned. And but they're also saying the white hats are on it, and they're gonna mitigate a lot of that and stop it from happening. So there's a lot of I know some people on some very high levels that are talking about this, and they're saying that by Easter, by spring, it's definitely, we're gonna go through this huge shift. A lot of change is happening. And really think about it, you're going from dark to light. You're gonna have this big switch is going off. And whenever that happens, when the solar rays are interrupted, it's almost like the dark comes out and then the light comes back on, and then you see everything for what it is. So I think a lot is gonna come up. A lot of people are gonna see things that and my gut feeling is I think there's things up there when the solar eclipse happens that they don't want you to see. There are other planets going by. There's massive ships up there. There's our stations up there, just solar war and things like that up there. There's other beings up there. The advanced ships are there. There's whole fleets of ships flying around right now. I've never seen so many ships. And you need an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent for some of these ships, or you're never going to see them. They're not going to engage you, and they'll just be a little dot in the sky way the hell up there. But the ships I've been filming here have been treetop level, and even lower than treetop level, and responding. I'll say, "Hey, Flash, power up," and I'll, boom, right after I say it, boom. And then they're coming back to the tree, and I go, "No, don't power up. Wait till you get past the tree." And as soon as it gets past the tree, boom, it powers up. So there's definitely interaction going on, and it's been going on for 40 years. Come on, so why are these ancient aliens, History Channel things, why are they keeping everything in the past? I mean, it's happening now, and they have come up to the ranch and they censored everything. They censored me out completely out of it. So anyway, I'm not doing working with these guys anymore because they're a controlled narrative. They don't want anything out there. But I do think there's a lot of stuff out there when this solar eclipse happens. Now they're doing a lot of weather warfare. They're doing a lot of chemtrailing and things like that. So you may not be able to see much because of that. They're doing all they can to stop us from seeing what's going on. So I think things are going to be going on, whether we see it or not. I know we're going to feel it, and a lot of people who are sensitive are really going to feel it. But I think it's like it's been a continuance of events that have been happening, and it's coming up to a big crescendo, and that could be very well that be that crescendo point. Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. And again, go within and meditate and see if it's in your highest and best good. If there's a lot of toxic stuff in the air, you might want to, watch it indoors. Who knows? I mean, it could be everything from something toxic to do weapons to fake alien invasion. They could try anything. So you need to really sit with yourself and say, is this my highest and best? Don't get into fear, but sit with it and see if you're supposed to go out and check it out. All right, next question.
I seem to be noticing glitches in the matrix. An
Yeah.
example is, I saw a Lowe's delivery truck back into the driveway. I got up to see where it was going, and it had completely disappeared. Are you experiencing this too?
Yeah, I mean we're having bi-location events. I know Kathy and I have both of us have been bi-located a couple times, two or three times. We're going, how in the, where the hell are we? How did we get here? And I've seen glitches, where you're I've seen things. I look over and I'll see something, and I glance away for a second. I look back and I go, where'd it go? Where'd that go? I've seen animals walking in front of me, and all of a sudden they just phase out. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of glitches going on in the matrix. So, and there's timelines collapsing, and as these timelines collapse, events change and things appear and disappear. It's really getting interesting out there, but I think that's going to continue. And I'm getting a lot of emails from people that are saying, saying that they remember something totally differently, and they wake up and it hasn't happened yet, but they already lived it, and something already happened, but then they wake up and it didn't, it didn't happen yet, or it's changed, or things like that. So there's a lot of that going on.
Well, and I remember you seeing three of the same car goes by.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I go, wait a second. That this exact same car, went by, and one went by, another one went by, and all of a sudden I look in the rear mirror and there's one behind me. And I go, what, are they mass produce these cars? Like, what's going on? It was like really weird. And they're very unique cars. So that was kind of weird.
Many popular content creators seem to be obsessed with the Anunnaki lately. Do you have an opinion as to why?
I'll tell you what, this has become a big, I'm just going to say it's a big shit show right now. And a lot of people took my information and put it out there, and it's misinformation. And there's other people that have things backwards with that. And so I'll tell you what's going on, and it's going to upset the apple cart. I don't really care because I've known about this forever. I have these beings appearing to me. I've been meeting them, face to face, but anyway, in the ancient times, and this is a long time ago, 450,000 years ago, there's beings that have been on the earth for 600 billion years. And there's other beings that have been on the earth for 300, was a billion? No, sorry, million years. I'm getting my billions and millions all mixed up. Million years. So they have 300 million year old caves that are glass lined, that some high tech created these caves, super high tech. I mean, everything was melted and it became glass. So these are 300 million years ago. So some very high tech people have been here, and so those happened that far back. Now, about 450,000 years ago, the Anunnaki came, which are actually Lyrians. They're basic. Ancient Lyrians are our ancient ancestors, and they went from the ancient Lyra. They went to the Pleiades system, the Hades system, and the Orion system, set up colonies there, a rooster agrees. And then they came from there. They came to Earth, Mars, and Melona, or Maldek, and Maldek is the asteroid belt that got blown up, but came to Earth. So that was the Anunnaki, the ancient Lyrians that were here, were the bearded gods. And that's why everybody has the image of God as the bearded God, and that's where a lot of religions originated from, is people's interactions with those bearded gods. But we have to ask who created them. There's an omnipresent God that created them, and it's not neither male nor female. It's beyond male and female, but it's both male and female. So that's a good one to rack your head around. But anyway, so going back to that. The Anunnaki were here, and they were kind of, they get into these skirmishes, like family feuds and things like that, and they're having these clashes. They kept having these clashes, and what happened is you had Enki and Enlil. Now, Enki was the geneticist. He was the one doing a lot of the genetic tinkering, and he kept adding genetics to these experiments, and created the atom and all this other stuff. And so the first atom was actually like 16 feet tall, really tall. Some of these beings are very tall. And so he did, his thing was he wanted to humanity to evolve to their highest potential. He wanted to make them more like the gods. And so that's why, people say we are created in the same image and likeness of God genetically, but actually it's more the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverses within us. And it's through consciousness that we're in the same image and likeness, but also in body too, because of the tinkering. So You had Enlil, who was a defeated warrior that wanted everybody. He wanted to end the experiment and cleanse the planet and get rid of everybody. He was done with it. He said humans were very noisy and he wanted it to end it. And that was his own words, you know, let's end this experiment. And he tried a lot of things to get rid of people and get rid of large groups. And so they're kind of at odds, you know. And Enki created a lot of Anunnaki human hybrids, and actually, I had a lifetime as one of those. And Kathy, you were there too, as well. But anyway, and so one of the things that Enlil was very threatened by the hybrids because they're half Anunnaki, let's say, and half humans. Well, the human side was in awe of the gods, and they're very into service to others, and because they're very subjective into service mode, they're becoming more connected to source than the fallen Anunnaki who got into ego and got into all the other stuff. And so they became a threat because they were actually evolving beyond Enlil and his group, because he was a warrior, he was a general and things like that. And then you had the other guys going down. Well, it goes back to Marduk, and Marduk was the he may actually made a pact with the reptilians for total supremacy of the earth, and he went against his own people, and so that was a big mess that was created down here. So that was the first bad encounter or things that happened with the reptilians, and we're still under that draconian law today. We're moving out from under it. Finally, we're getting out from under it. So, you know, Enki wasn't the bad guy, and you know, Enlil was a defeated warrior, and he had issues, and so the thing about when the shifts happen and the pole shifts happen when they're here, the benevolent Anunnaki left, and they gathered up some of the hybrids and their people, and they left, and they continued to evolve. So they're very evolved, very spiritually and technologically advanced beings now, and the fallen Anunnaki back on Earth continued with their power struggles and things like that. It's been a mess ever since, and the reptilians are involved in it too. So we've been in this big mess for 450,000 years in draconian law and things like that. So you can run that through your heart and see if that's correct, because a lot of people are saying Enlil's a good guy, and I'm Enlil, and I reincarnated as Enlil, and you know, I serve Marduk. Marduk's toast. I mean, he's out of the picture completely. He's gone. You know, because of what he did. But anyway, the benevolent ones are returning, and they're returning to help because they have karma. You know, they have karma because they you know, because of their past, they go, yeah, our ancestors screwed up really bad down here. So they're returning to help out. So like Inha and these other ones are coming back to help out. They're not here to do everything for us, you know. They're here to just clean up their part in it, along with all the other higher dimensional beings that are coming in, the Andromedans, the Sirians, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, and all those guys. And then there's the Orion Alliance, which is the Greys and Reptilians and some other nasty beings that are and the Cabal. They're all working together. So right now, these two polarities are gone. You've got those that, as I said before, those that serve God, that are very spiritually and technologically advanced, and you have those that serve the beast, and they've aligned with these other darker forces, and they're coming to a loggerhead. They're just hitting heads in a big clash right now, and the earth itself is ascending, and all this other energy is coming in, and that's measurable, and so the old guard is going out, and the tyrants and the war and disease profiteers, all those guys are collapsing. They're going out, and those who live according to universal law are they're on the upward spiral. And so, you know, if you live under universal peace and unity and brother sister love and individual and freedom and prosperity for all, you're going to go on the upward spiral. If you serve the beast, you're going to go down with it, and that's what's happening right now. So I hope that cleared it up, because there's a lot of misunderstanding. And by telling this story, I'm going to get a lot of heat by a lot of followers that follow these other people. But you know, anything, the only thing I can say is that This is all about making your own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it, and working with those that are empowering you to do so. And those who are seeking fame and followers and everything else are a big distraction. So you got to just let that go and quit waiting for them to tell you what to do, how to live and everything else. You need to, you know, you need to live from your own heart and make your own connection. And so it's a big mess right now. And I know I'm a big threat to the posers and the people that are on the wrong side of the fence right now. And so you're going to hear a lot of nonsense being thrown in our direction as others who are authentic. So have fun with that. I don't care. You're only establishing your own character and your own ignorance if you want to go that route and your own karma. So have fun with that. It's like, you're going to hurt yourself. You know? So I kind of changed directions. So I hope that cleared that up.
Do you have any suggestions on how to start friendly relations with Bigfoot?
I would say, you know, basically Bigfoot is very, very sensitive being. They're very advanced beings in nature. And they can shapeshift, they can disappear, reappear, they can travel as an orb, they can do some pretty amazing things. There's different levels of Bigfoot too, just like there's different levels of humans. So if you want to work with the advanced ones, you know, you better be ready for it, because when you connect with them, their emotions are so powerful. I've seen grown men just have total meltdowns when they come into contact. They just like fall apart. And so, you know, it goes back to the same thing with contact. You have to have an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and take that with you out there and bring some organic apples. Don't bring crappy apples. Bring some organic peanut butter, and you can make them some peanut butter and banana sandwiches. They love those too. And go out and meditate and send them love and joy and bliss with the intent of having contact. And see what happens. But you got to gift them. You got to earn their trust, because they don't like humans. We're not very trustworthy. And people are all out there trying to become famous. And there's Bigfoot hunters and this and that and all this other stuff. Well, they don't care about that, you know. And these beings are so advanced, you're never going to see them if you go out, you know, with that consciousness. You're not going to have an experience. So that's more for Hollywood, you know, and YouTube, you know, but the bottom line, again, as I said before, it's all about your consciousness and focus on love and joy and bliss, and send it out with the intent of having contact and bring a gift. And, you know, they're very curious. So if you come out there and you're meditating, you're playing a flute or things, they're very curious and they'll come check you out, and they like flutes and drums attract them too, knocking boards, sticks on trees. You know, they do a lot of tree knocking, a lot of that works, but again, it goes back to consciousness and having the right intent.
Do you believe time travel is possible? If so, why?
I don't believe time travel is possible. I know time travel is possible. You know, God, you know, when you reach a certain level of consciousness, it's really hard to maintain yourself in this time, you know, in this dimension and things like that. But time travel is, okay, one of the things we're dealing with in the ufology basically is we're dealing with time travelers. These advanced beings have the capability to go backward and forward in time. So, I mean, they could go, and if their ship got blown up, they could go back in time and go, hey, you got a ship coming after you. Turn left, and they turn left, and it never happened. You know, there's a lot of that going to them. Time and distance and space and dimensions, they're not limited to that, and time travel is nothing to them. You can do time travel and meditation. One of our DNA lines allows that to happen. We can go forward or backward in time when it gets activated. You know, another timeline, when another DNA line that gets activated is telepathy. Another one is direct knowing, where you just directly know what's going on. There's so many higher senses that get activated when the DNA lines are getting, and the DNA lines are getting activated, and the junk DNA is not junk. It's just inactive. So that's being activated. So We're pretty unlimited beings. When we really tap our highest potential, when we make our own personal connection with God, Creator, Great Spirit, there's nothing we can't do.
Well,
And
and
that's what.
is time only linear on Earth?
Well, okay, the construct of time we use is the rotation of Earth around the sun.
Right.
And so what if you have a bigger planet that's slower rotation? One day might be 10 days or a week or two. And so time in that level is just a construct, that's measured. And our time was off. We should have 13 months and have a moon calendar, it'd be more accurate. But it's all been kind of screwed up. I think time is more like events. And when you learn how to move through time, you focus on event, you meditate, and all of a sudden you're there. You can do that. I've done that. I've bilocated huge distances, from Washington to Mexico and things like that, and seen people on the, in Mexico, and they go, "I can't believe you hung out with us and had lunch and everything." And I go, "Wow, I thought that was a dream. I didn't know that was real." So it's pretty unlimited. I don't think the higher beings and our own being, when we evolve to a certain level, we're not limited by time, distance, and space. It's more like focused on the event, and you can go there and check it out.
Do we have higher dimensional guides who are actually ourselves in another life?
Yep. Okay, we're multidimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum. So if you think you're a body and a personality, you are. That's all you are. That's all you have knowledge of. That's all you experience. And so you're right if you say that. That's true for you. May not be true for other people. And you can have a body here and be aligned. You can go up and be pulling from 13th dimensional consciousness in your physical body right here and bringing in information and energy and things from that level. That's a possibility. So there's a lot of people that are already in 4 and 5D right now. Their consciousness is already there, but they're still here on the physical. Their body's playing catch up. And a lot of that, and we are going to go through this shift, and some are going to go through the fourth, some are going to stay in the fourth. Some are going to go into the fifth, some are going to go up to the seventh, a lot of that's happening. I would say there's a lot of people going, "I'm already in the fifth dimension," so I go, "Really?" And they go, Yeah, I'm already in the fifth dimension. Like, none of this bothers me." And I said, "Okay." And they said, "This is all illusion, it doesn't exist." And I said, "Really?" I said, "See that tree over there? Take a run at it." And then they get back to me, "You're going to have an experience." So anyway, we really need to take care of our bodies while we're here. We need to, eat lighter, drink a lot of water, get pure water. And there's a lot of things we can do for detoxification and things like that to bring our bodies, our frequencies up. And basically prayer and meditation and intention is it can do that too as well, help us. And so we need to do all the above. But right now that a lot of people dismiss this 3D physical world as having no value whatsoever. But I can tell you what you do in this dimension, third dimension, is going to weigh either light or heavy in the next dimension, and it's going to determine where you go in your future. So it's very important that we be kind to the planet, be kind to each other, be a blessing to life, and do what we can to help the planet evolve and help ourselves and others evolve. The roosters are sure chiming in on that one. It's like crazy.
Can you tell us how to maintain faith when things are not going well?
I think this will be the last question because we're running out of time, but these roosters are really testing my patience. But might have a little extra crispy here tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding. But the faith, yeah. The bottom line is that it's so important because I always tell people there's a lie in belief. And so whatever you believe, there's more. There's always more. It's always more unlimited. And one thing right now is people's faiths are being tested to the max because we're right in the middle of this massive shift going on. And people are giving up hope and they're going, oh my God. I mean, I'm going through that too myself, but I know what's on the other side. We just got to get through it and do what we're being prompted to do, what our spirit is telling us to do. But the good news is that this, you know, this too shall pass. We're going through a rough time. A lot of things we're seeing right now have always been there. They're just coming up so you can see it. And chaos is a good thing because chaos is change. It's creating change. And so if you don't have a little chaos in life, you're not evolving, basically. That's just normal. But we need to realize that when you see all this coming up and all this big shit show we're in and this F-fest, you know, this reptilian mess we're going through, it's a good thing because before it was under the covers, it was under the rug, and now it's all coming out for everybody to see. And it's on its way out. So just know that it's an, oh, now I'm seeing it. It's on its way out. You know, I'm going to hold a frequency. I'm going to hold that love and joy and bliss and channel that love of God through me into every situation. I'm going to just push this over the edge and push it on out. And that's what we need to do. But realize, you know, in a way, it's a good thing. A lot of the chaos we're seeing is a good thing. A lot of this darkness surfacing is a good thing. It's all being purged in a way. It's coming up to go out. And so there comes a time where you just got to say, you know, I need a break. You need a break. You need to go jump in the ocean. You know, you need to go out in nature and sit in nature, you know, sit by a river or something and, you know, do your clearings, do your healings. And there is a time, you know, the time for that. And we're going to need to do that to get through these times and take your shoes off and recalibrate with the earth and things like that. So it's and that way you know your faith comes back. You go, okay, I'm back, and ask for help from the higher dimensional being. Say, hey, I need a little help here to get back on track. You know, and they'll come in and help out. But that's the best thing I know. Just realize you have everything you need within you. You know. You have the big eraser and the creator within you. You can clear things and move things, and you have free will. You can walk away from things that no longer serve you and create something else. You don't have to fear. You don't have to be stuck in old programs. And a lot of times you're an example to others when you live according to your own unique soul purpose and you're authentic. You're teaching others to be that too by doing that. So it's really important through these times. And again, the bottom line is like, who do you serve? Do you serve God? You know, are you working under universal law, or do you serve the beast? You know, who are you working for? And those choices have consequences. And so the choices and actions are going to have consequences in your future. And so we need to make those choices, make wise choices, and get on the right side of the fence, because we're splitting right now. The veils are coming down. Everything's being exposed. The masks are all coming off. There's a downward spiral, which are the war and disease profiteers and that group, and the tyrants. They're going out. And there's an upward spiral, which is those who are living, choosing to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other in service to humanity and the earth. And so we're going through that right now. It's being amplified. And you know, and realize, you know, that'll give you hope. Just know that this is going to pass and everything's coming up for us to see, to do something about it. And it's not easy. Yeah, it's a rough road right now, but it's going to get better. So anyway, on that note, we're out of time. Sorry, folks. Gotta hit the road. And you know, hang in there. It's going to shift here pretty quick. It's in the process of shifting. And try to get out of the way, get out in nature, you know, get your center back and stand up for what's right and what's fair. You know, we have to do that to get through these times. So keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and have a great evening. Good night.
Coming from the north and going south. It's massive. Okay, here's another one. It was south, now it's going east. Okay, here's a plane for contrast. Regular strobe on it. With my eyes, I can see the red and green running lights, but this is night vision, so it won't show it. My God, another one, another huge one. Right over the house. This one's coming from the west. Whoa, right over the house. Oh, whoa, look at that power up. Nice. Thank you, thank you. Right over the house. Here's the house. Here's a small little scout craft. Oh, look at that. Two just passed each other. Okay, here's another one right over the house. Oh, nice. 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 Thank you. Thanks for the signal.